Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss my very first EDC, Corey's first trip to Benihana, People Magazine's Sexiest Man on Earth, whether or not Taylor Swift is dropping a new album before the end of the year, the Friends reunion, and the conspiracy theory behind Sonic the Hedgehog's redesign. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi, sweet little Corey with the delicate, beautiful face.
I'm a sweet little pig. I'm a sweet little pig girl.
Okay, oink oink in the house.
You know, speaking when they're of all, swine,
hey there, little pig girl.
Yeah, what is that? Is that a Lady Gaga lyric? Is that what you were making?
No, it's it's to the song Tin Man by Miranda Lambert. No, but you gotta change the words to "Hey there, little pig girl" instead of "Hey there, Mr. Tin Man."
I thought you were doing "Hey there, little hey there, hey there."
Oh, but Joanne,
also, a little bit of
which
Joanne,
is all
but also,
catch him, go down to the water, catch him.
Maybe. Oh yeah.
Everybody's gotta love each other.
Can you believe Lady Gaga said she doesn't remember art pop?
She's on one, and if you don't recognize that she's on one, then baby, open your eyes, because she was on one when we saw her in Vegas. She's been on one on Twitter for like a month or two now.
I do feel like she's falling off the wagon in a way that is...
I did fall off the wagon.
She feels off the wagon, she falls off the wagon. I think we are witnessing a moment in pop culture history. She's kind of unraveling, if you will. I don't think it's like a mental health thing that we should be scared about, but I do think she's, there's something going on that we're, yeah. I don't know.
Feels off the wagon Watusi.
She feels off the wagon. Wagon wheel Watusi is
she feels off the wagon wheel Watusi.
Do you think she's just joking and trolling us about art pop, or do you think she's...
I made the decision that I thought she really stands behind this tweet. She doesn't strike me, as one to have like a layered tweet.
Okay,
she
well,
she says what she says and she means what she means. She's an Aries.
Well, that is true. She is an Aries. I, as somebody who has defended art pop for years and years and years,
it felt
like a slap in my face. I said, you know what, jewels and drugs, okay, swine, fine, but this felt like...
Little pig got a spanking.
Yeah, it felt like she did me dirty on that.
Slap to the pork chops, you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. If Katy Perry were to say she doesn't remember an era, which would have cut the deepest?
For me? I mean, the funny thing is, are you trying to say that with Gaga that you could speculate on multiple eras that might fit that fill in the blank?
No, I just think that if there were one point where I really had to go to bat for Lady Gaga against the general public, and how dare she deny me, like, you know, Judas and I'm Jesus? How dare she? I really defended her.
Yeah, my only point in regards to Katy Perry was I think there was only one answer there, which would be like Witness would be the only one that she would ever tweet. Yeah. Maybe she forgot.
Yeah.
But even then, that's why I said there's not multiple guesses I could have. And she would never say she forgot Teenage Dream. It well, made her.
I know. Let us not forget the her art pop tattoo, which I want to direct her gaze toward. Please and thank you.
Well, she's got a tattoo for every album.
There you have it.
Including Tony Bennett's jazz album.
Speaking of Tony Bennett, who's your pick for the sexiest man alive?
So I heard that it was John Legend.
The rumors are true.
Because I saw Chrissy updated her Twitter bio.
What did she update it to?
Oh, God. I don't know. I think
it was something
sleepy.
Like currently fucking people's sexiest man. Whatever the hell. Yeah.
Alive. And I'm like, I think it's like the fourth person of color they've ever picked in all these years. So
good. Great.
I know. I'm like, about time. Can we get back to back years or instead of every 10th?
I didn't have any strong opinion to him being picked. I think he is very handsome and very cute. But I did see a lot of people having a lot of throwing a lot of fits about it, which always brings me joy because I'm like, you know, this is like something that doesn't matter, right?
Right. And that's what's funny is I didn't have a visceral reaction to it either. I thought, yeah, he's very attractive. I thought my first thought was, remember when they fucking picked Blake Shelton?
Jesus. Right. Now that's offensive. You know who I did see throw a fit about it, who I thought, wow, do I really have to cancel you?
Really?
What's her name from Shark Tank? She's got short hair.
Lori? Barbara?
Barbara, I think. Barbara from Shark Tank.
What?
Had a lot of thoughts.
She decided to weigh in on this?
She went off about people's sexiest man being John Legend.
Well,
yes.
The legends are true.
She said, and I quote, "The sexiest man alive? You've got to be kidding. No doubt John Legend is a phenomenal musician, but I'll tell you what makes a guy sexy. A fabulously chiseled face, eyes that communicate I want you now, and a body that you can't stop looking at. Hashtag revote."
I cannot, I mean, the people at home can't see my face, but my jaw is ajar.
She did not push her... the voice button, or what's the equivalent for
she did not dive into the tank, baby.
She did not make an offer on John Legend's face. I gotta say, I'm looking at her Twitter profile picture right now.
Has she seen his body? I've never seen John Legend shirtless. Well, he could be packing pecs under there.
I am never somebody to come at somebody's visual appearance without cause or reasoning. I think her opening up the dialogue as to John Legend's attractability opens me up to the dialogue about hers. So, with that in mind, she's got a lot of gall saying John Legend is not somebody who is fuckable. So that's that on that.
How much gall does she have?
She's got enough gall. 20%. 20% for 300,000. I don't know how deals work. Thank you.
What's the royalty, baby?
Is that what she says? What's she the queen of? Not the QVC queen.
All she ever talks about is this like lobster restaurant she bought into, I think. She's all Maine lobsters. Lobsters Maine.
Well, apparently John Legend is not her lobster.
No.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them. Because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
This is a really good transition for me.
Please transition.
Speaking of lobsters and finding your lobster, did you see there's going to be a Friends reunion special?
No, wait, what?
The rumors are trumors.
No.
HBO has put in a whatever the hell for... Corey's saying, stop playing with whatever I'm playing with because you can hear it in the microphone. Can you hear this?
Yeah, I think we can all hear it.
Well, I'll put my screen down. I'm a fidgeter. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Get a fidget spinner.
Well, you would definitely hear that. I was shaking on my flight and the woman next to me asked if I was okay. I said...
Why were you shaking?
Because I got shaky leg, baby.
Did your mom drink when she was pregnant with you?
Probably. Ask her. I don't know. She probably did much worse. Anyway, are you happy for the Friends reunion special or is it too soon? It's like, do we need it?
I was very happy. I saw Courtney Cox posted a picture of her and Matthew Perry, Chandler Bing, on her Instagram. And somebody showed me and goes, oh, look, they're together. And I thought, he was a lesbian. And then I said, is that Chandler?
Chandler Bong, baby.
I guess. Well, I mean, they're all probably, what, 70 now?
Oh, my God. Well, Jennifer Aniston joined Instagram, and I went to her page. She has, like, 20 million followers. She really
she set the
struck
record.
Gold. Yeah. And each post Who gets, doesn't? Like, 3 million likes. I'm like, oh, damn, she really did it.
Who doesn't love right Jennifer time, right Aniston? Place.
Well, I didn't follow. Did you follow?
Brad Pitt was the answer we were looking for.
Oh, gotcha. Did he not follow? Does he have an Instagram? Who cares?
That's her ex.
Those are like celebrities that people tell me I should like because they're celebrities. You know what I mean? It's like, no. Yes.
I don't know what you mean. Vern, I do not know what you mean, Vern.
Like Rob Schneider.
Ew.
He's like someone a celebrity told I'm told you, I'm supposed to like.
So if somebody told me I had to like Rob Schneider, are you kidding?
Although I did love the hot chick, but in hindsight, it is very transphobic.
Is it called the hot chick?
Maybe. Is did you ever? Those, is that did, like, how do you remember it is different than what you remember things?
Oh, you always talk about Nelson Mandela.
Yeah, the hot chick.
Did you ever see Hot Chick or White Girls? I've never seen either.
You know how many times I have to tell people I've never seen white, what is it called? White Girls?
White Chicks, maybe?
White Chicks. Yeah, it came up a lot this weekend.
Wait, really?
Yes, because all the people I was with were quoting White Chicks, and I had to be like, oh, I haven't God. Seen it. I didn't know. I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's like,
But one of those white chicks
like
does go to my
straight culture. I feel like that's straight culture.
No, it's like young gays, maybe?
No, people are all, did you see Old School? Did you watch Wedding Crashers? Do you like White Chicks?
We're really dating ourselves. I loved the hot chick. Rob Schneider changed the
game,
baby.
Is that when he knocks on the person's door dressed as a Girl Scout and says, do you guys want some cookies?
No, that is a different man. That's,
Are you sure?
Yes. That is not Rob Schneider. You guys want some cookies is from...
Shallow Hal?
No.
Night at the Roxbury?
It's the guy from Night at the Roxbury. It's... fuck. What is that from? His name's Corky.
No, his name's not Corky.
Corky Romano, baby. Corky Romano. You guys want some cookies?
Is he related to Ray Romano?
I don't know about that, but the movie is called Corky Romano. It's from 2001, and he goes,
You guys want some cookies?
Bitch, I remember that.
Yes. Live from my computer.
Wait, what's that movie called? Corky?
Corky Romano.
No.
Yes, honey.
Who's the actor?
That guy.
Google
that
it.
That guy from Night at the Roxbury.
But not Rob Schneider. That guy. Who plays Corky in Corky Romano?
Corky Romano in Corky Romano is played by Chris Kattan.
Oh, yes. Chris Kattan does seem like someone I would hate just as much as I hate Chris Schneider.
Chris Kattan Rob Schneider. And Rob Schneider. Now, the kids have no clue who we're talking about, any of these.
Well, Corky people. Romano is a 2001 American mafia comedy film starring Chris Kattan.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah. Chris Kattan strikes back as a little Girl Scout. You know, I recently got into Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, God. You've loved Girl Scout cookies for as long as I can remember.
Wrong-o, moose breath. I love buying them because my niece is a Girl Scout, but I don't eat them. I just have them in my house.
You don't have a fucking Thin Mint in the freezer moment?
Yes, I do, but I don't eat them. I keep them in the house for my guests.
Wow. Well, so, you are a feeder. You are a feeder.
I am a feeder. But I recently dabbled because I thought, you know what? I want to try it because I was high. I don't know what I was. I was feeling the vibe. And I tried it and I liked it. And I thought, you know what? Now I get it. I like the what are those called? The Toffee-tastics.
I don't think I've ever had that.
Ooh, that's good. I like a Toffee-tastic.
Do you know what I tried for the first time recently?
Acid?
Benihana.
Oh, tell me more. Well, yeah, I actually did know that because you told in a group chat with me, Mamrie, Grace, and you confessed to the girls that you tried it for the first time.
That's my favorite thread because nobody says anything in that group thread ever, but when somebody says something, it's important.
Yeah, I always send something that I know you guys will like that has to do with, like,
I mean,
somebody doing a goofy voice.
It's
like
usually
goofy as in the goofy movie Goofy.
It's usually the character Goofy singing Bring Me to Life by Evanescence.
Or what other things fall into that category for that
group
chat?
Well, just Juggalo content in general.
Juggalo content. Benihana's content.
Yeah, what to order at Cheesecake Factory.
Things of that nature, which I'm going to tonight. I'm going to the Cheesecake Factory tonight.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I went to Benihana last night, and let me say, I thought it was going to be, like, nice inside. Like, you know how Cheesecake Factory is nice inside?
Okay, well, I can see how to if some
you, if you
Cheesecake
had to
Factory
rank,
is nice inside. Yeah.
Cheesecake Factory is nice inside. Like Outback Steakhouse is like nice inside. Like I don't know if I'd call an Applebee's or an Olive Garden nice inside. You know?
Okay.
But I felt like Benihana was not really nice inside.
So you were disappointed in the ambiance. Did
my
you like
my friend went in the bathroom to pee and slipped on a pile of soap that was on the floor dripping from the soap dispenser.
Well, what's like, wrong with that? Things fell, happen.
And fell flat on his ass in a Benihana.
He had
a wet spot. Yeah. We should have sued.
There's still time. You have within I think there's like a what's the timeline that you can probably still sue? I would advise. Look into it.
What's the timeline to sue
statute
called?
Yeah. What did you order?
Well. So there were literally 20 of us. So everybody got the same thing. But at the end, I was one of only two of 20 people who chose the rainbow sherbet for their ice cream.
Oh my God. Okay.
But
well,
you
did
know
you
what?
Get a, did you get a good boomerang of the onion volcano?
Yeah, bitch. It's on my story.
I must have missed it. Must have missed it. Didn't catch that one.
I said, my new drag name is Benihana.
Mm.
It's a not little good. Weak. A little on the nose.
It should be Corky. Croquet Romano.
Corky Romano is my drag name.
I don't hate it. Did you see Kim Chi give me a makeover and my drag name was Strawberry Shortchange?
That Strawberry Shortcake.
Strawberry Shortchange.
That wig, she really did you wrong.
I know.
But I that was not flattering for
she
your
goes,
face
do you want
or
to keep
your
this?
Nose.
She goes, do you want to keep this wig? And I thought,
did she
I
cut?
Don't know if I've ever had a second thought about keeping a wig. And this
but
is
that
the first
time.
Did
she cut those bangs herself?
No, but it looked terrible. I think the point was, that was the point. I told her before we even came up with the concept of doing a strawberry, I said, I do not want to become a drag queen. Do something funky and different and funky and weird. Like, don't make me like a hot girl. Make me into whatever. And she really fell through. She came through.
Yeah. I will say, I mean, I texted you and said that you and her talking about doing a flash mob at the Meridian Mall in Okemos, Michigan was one of the most iconic things I've ever heard said in one of your videos.
She really, yeah. We have a, if, for those of you who don't know, Kim Chi is a drag race queen. She was on, I think, season 8. And she went to high school with me like over a decade ago. And we made a video together this past week that is a drag transformation video. And she and I were really reminiscing on our mid-Michigan Meridian Mall days and how we went and did a flash mob back in the day. We did a flash mob where we all dressed up as superheroes.
What did you perform to?
We didn't. It wasn't like we had like a synchronized.
You
dance
didn't
or
even
anything.
Flash mob. You just showed up at the ball dressed as superheroes.
That's yeah, not we acted. We ran around acting like superheroes.
Not a flash mob.
It was a flash mob. It was, but it was like, you know how remember that one movie?
Corky Romano.
I bet you Corky Romano and Rob Schneider were in it, where they were like super
kick-ass
superhero gang, and one of them had a bowling ball.
Kick-ass?
No.
Kingpin?
No, and one of them had a bowling ball.
Kick-Ass 2?
No, baby. It was not Kick-Ass. I loved Kick-Ass.
The Avengers?
No, Mystery Men.
Well, that sounds familiar.
Mystery Men, it was a 1999 movie. I loved it. Who's that guy from...
Ben Stiller?
Ben Stiller. He's in it. Yeah.
Wow.
And Janine Garofalo, who you might remember from that,
what is
that
she
camping
up to?
Movie.
What's Janine Garofalo up to?
I don't know. Hanging out.
Just chilling.
Oh my God. Hank Azaria, is that how you say his name? Was in that movie. He's the voice of a lot of characters on The Simpsons. He was the guest when I was a guest, that we were the two guests together on James Corden's show. I should have told him I loved him in, what's it called?
Mr. Well, there's still time for you to tweet that at Hank Azaria now.
I'll tweet him.
You'll say hello over there.
Hi over there, Hank Azaria. Mystery man.
What is up? How's
what
the hanging?
Corey, what have you been up to since we last talked? It's been a minute. What did you do this weekend?
I know. Let's see.
Besides Benihana.
I went to Benihana. My friend was having a going away party. My Barry's instructor that I had a crush on finally came up to me and he was all, what's your name? And now he remembers my name.
Okay.
I'm in love.
Okay, great.
What else? What else?
Did you get the new Pokemon game?
No, it doesn't. It's not out until, it's not out yet.
Did you order it?
No, because I hated the first one for Switch.
Oh, well then there you have it. Okay.
It just is like, who cares? I'm like, yeah. There's no way to even tell which Pokemon's stronger than the other.
Well, I'm sorry. I heard mixed reviews about it. So.
I got in a big fight at work with this other girl who loves Pokemon, and she always laughs when I'm like, oh, I'm really good at Pokemon Go, but she says I don't know anything about Pokemon. And then she said she's getting the new Switch game, and I said, did you play the first one? I didn't love it.
Well, I've heard some mixed reviews about it because it doesn't let everyone transfer all Pokemon to the game. Like, it only lets certain Pokemon from previous generations enter that game. Like, only the Charizard line from the first lineup of starters can go, but like Squirtle's line can't go. It's very strange and like pickety, and so a lot of fans are upset about it.
Why?
I don't know. Because they want to bring all their Pokemon over. It doesn't have like a national dex. It doesn't let you bring all the Pokemon from all the Pokedexes over. It only limited in some. I don't know how many Pokemon that would have to be.
That's a lot.
I'm sure they can figure it out. I don't know.
Yeah.
Did you see all the drama about Sonic the Hedgehog?
Okay, so I didn't realize that Sonic the Hedgehog got canceled and then got remade, but this hot gay that I follow on Instagram, who's always posting about like video games and stuff and anime, he did like a side-by-side and was like, oh, thank God they fixed it, and he was very excited. So that's the only knowledge I have about this whole topic.
So apparently they were going to make a movie that was a live action Sonic the Hedgehog. Sonic the Hedgehog, for those of you who don't know, is like a video game from the 90s or 80s.
They can Google it.
Anyway, it's got a lot of nostalgia, so they like released the first trailer for the Sonic the Hedgehog movie, and the fans were very upset.
Yeah, it looked like a Who from Whoville from the like live action Grinch.
Funkylicious, looked terrible. People were upset.
It either was missing a chromosome or it had an extra chromosome.
Jesus Christ. Okay. But then they just released the new trailer that was pretty much like a complete remake of the old trailer. They completely redid the design of Sonic to make it more like the original.
Do we even want this movie?
Well, that's my question. Are we only excited for the movie now because they fixed it and it's like the fans won? And was it all a big scheme so that a conspiracy, if you will, so that the fans would... they knew the fans would be outraged at a terrible design, and then if they caved to the pressure of redesigning it back to what it should have been, would it feel like a win for fans, and thus they would have more stake in wanting to go see it? So was it the plan all along to release a terrible version?
No.
So you don't think? That's the conspiracy online right now.
Who is conspiracizing fucking Sonic the Hedgehog movie?
Me, baby. I'm all aboard the fake Sonic conspiracy
train. Are you on the dark web?
I'm on the dark web.
Are you on Reddit? Where do people even find this?
I saw people tweeting, you know, saying things. They were saying things, going off, if you will.
Should I weigh in? Should I message the hot guy on Instagram that I follow that's happy about the new Sonic update?
Yeah, maybe bring it up. Say, hey, do you think it's a conspiracy? Do you think they wanted us to hate it all along at the beginning? And now I feel like once people complain about something and and feel like they were a part of the victory of an overturn of the establishment, They're more likely to go see the movie in the first place.
I disagree. I think at this point, people make a snap decision. It's when they see a movie trailer to begin with that they're either going to see it, not see it, red box it, wait on a plane, snakes on a plane.
Mm. Did you see Parasite?
No, it's on my list of things to do. I was going to do it today, and then I didn't.
Well, I was going to do it yesterday, and then I didn't. So
you can't read.
What do you mean? It's a movie.
It's got subtitles.
Oh no, I can't read.
Yeah.
No, I'll read it. I'll listen and things. Is it got subtitles? I didn't know that. I know how to read. I can watch a movie and read subtitles.
One of my friends was literally telling me that it has subtitles at dinner the other night. So unless just went to a screening here in the city that was subtitled.
I can see it with subtitles. I can read, I promise. Rude.
You just don't like to have to work that hard for a movie.
Well, I saw it got 99%, and so I'm gonna see it. I did just see Rocket Man, which I thought was fine. Yeah, I watched it on a flight. I thought, okay, it's okay.
I loved it.
Taron Egerton, pretty good.
Did you see? Speaking of which, what he posted on his Instagram the other day?
What did he post on his Instagram the other day?
I'm going up there to get the exact quote. He posted like a picture of him and like two cute boys. Yeah, all in a hot tub together, and he captioned it flirty.
Well, good for them. Maybe it's lost in translation because he's British or whatever.
I would like to be there.
He's posted some things like that in the past. I do have a memory of like him posting a picture with a guy, and like I forget what the caption was, but it was a little bit like eyebrow raisy, and I thought, are you just kind of flirty and fun? Are you just kind of like a fun ally who like loves guys who will give you attention because you're hot? You know what I mean? Like those types of straight guys.
Yeah.
So
People are more accepting in general. I know that's a blanket statement, but whenever it's like when you're traveling and you're like, is he gay or European?
Mm. Yeah. Well, that's what we have with him. But apparently Elton John was happy with that movie, so in the depiction. And I had that in mind the whole time I was watching it. And I'm like, I know Elton said like, oh, this was the best version that could have ever happened. Like, this was perfect and blah, 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 blah. So if Elton was happy with it, I was happy with it. I thought it was pretty cute. Pretty good.
Did I tell you when I saw it? I saw it in theater and... no, what I was like, I didn't know it was going to be like a full-blown musical like it was. But then when I was watching, I was like, is it me or did they like ugly up Taron Egerton more than they needed to?
I thought that too. I feel like that's a mean thing to say, but
I know. Well, I was like, why are they making Elton John look worse? I don't know. It felt weird. I thought they made some choices that I didn't think were accurate.
Well, I thought the same thing, because normally I'm very into Taron Egerton. Is that his name?
Taron. Well, Egerton. I'm still on his in Egerton.
Egerton. And in that moment, I was not so much, but I thought it was good. And there was a lot of cocaine. I was very like, oh, bitch, she really
was
really
the 70s. It was the 70s.
Then, well, yeah, sure.
Did you ever see Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah, and I actually hated it. Really,
but so, right. So, did you like this Elton John one better?
So much more. So yeah, much more.
That's what I said. So, everyone I've talked to is like, oh no, Bohemian Rhapsody was so much better. And I'm like, I loved that this was like an actual musical and they just like broke out into song in the middle of a scene.
Yeah, no. I thought it was fun and I could definitely tell they're going to turn it into a musical and blah, 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 blah. I really liked it. And I thought his voice was good. I thought his depiction was good. I thought it was entertaining. And there were, like, in Bohemian Rhapsody, there were multiple times where I was like, oh my God, this is terribly made. Like terrible. But
go off.
Yeah, so maybe I was in a bad mood the day I watched it. I don't know. Corey, I went to EDC and I thought of you the whole time because you would have loved it.
But Mackie Rogers wasn't even there.
I know. It was, I've never been to something like that where it was, maybe Beyond Wonderland is kind of similar, where it's like only EDM music.
It was gowns, fabulous gowns.
What are you talking about?
Beautiful gowns.
The like people's looks?
People's looks.
Yeah. Oh my God, you would beautiful have loved gowns. It. It was, oh, it
lots
was insane.
Lots of neon.
I had the time of my life from start to finish. I was living. My phone got stolen the last night.
I got all the updates.
Oh,
you got all get all the emails.
Oh, you did great. Well, but they found a guy who stole had like 100 phones in his backpack, and because my phone, the background image on the phone is, hey, if you find my phone, this is a phone number to call. This is my friend's number. Like, get a hold of me. I'll make it worth your while. The police, a sheriff or whatever, the detective or whatever the hell, called my friend, and then I got a hold of the sheriff, and I verified that it was a real sheriff, and blah 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 blah, and I'm getting my phone back. Because they found a guy with 100 phones in his backpack. Can you imagine?
What are you going to do with the phone that you bought to replace it?
I didn't buy a phone to replace it. I just switched back to my older phone.
Oh, smart. Look at you. Yeah.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Nah, it bada bing.
Bada bing.
I thought you'd take fanny packs and like satchels and bags.
Oh, baby. Whoever took it right out of my leggings or whatever. I don't know. It must have been like kind of hanging out a little bit or something. Because there was a moment where I checked all my pockets and I checked all my everything and I thought, and then all my friends gave me a look and I said, it's gone. It's fine. It's over. I just kept repeating, it's over. It's over. It's gone. It's gone. And yeah, it was something. But I'm the type of bitch that's kind of like, I know it's okay. Like, it's not the end of the world, you know? Some people, there were like 6 people in our group that got their phones stolen, and for them it was the end of their fun. People were stealing phones, girl. People had them in their hands and like people would yank it and run. It was crazy.
Oh my God, I should just go there and be all like kick ass and just be a superhero that saves people.
Oh, sure. Yes, you can.
I'm not going to steal. I'm going to sit and watch in the shadows. And when someone snatches a phone, nobody's going to outrun me.
Corey, I would love to go to one of those, just the two of us, and make no new friends. I mean, I'm sure we can make new friends, but like just the two of us and frolic around like whimsical fairies. Because every time I was jumping through the crowd and going and doing my own thing, like at one point I lost all my friends and I was like, it's okay, I'll find them at some point. I was just like frolicking and jumping. I'm like, this is perfect.
I did really like that sign you posted that someone was like, it said either like, you're not lost, or if you're lost, come dance with us. I loved that.
Oh my God. That was the vibe of the entire festival. I loved it. You would have loved it.
Well,
I ended up going with some Instagram friends that I had never met, and I made 30 new friends and I knew nobody, and it was just like the best time. I loved it.
Well, shit.
I loved it. We need to go next time. Come.
All right. Put it on the calendar. Send it in an email. Okay. Text it.
Okay, Corey, we've reached 30 minutes.
We really did.
Before we go, I did see that people are saying Taylor Swift is going to drop an album before the end of the year. Do you think it's true or not?
Sure. Wait, no, didn't she just, who is she, Ariana Grande?
That's what I'm saying. And they say it's not going to be a Cats soundtrack. it's going to be, and so people are speculating if it's going to be Christmas or country or something completely different.
Oh my God, what if she did like an actual like full-length country album too?
I don't know.
Now that has piqued my interest.
If there were one artist you could get an album out of before the end of the year, who would you like?
Maggie Rogers. Maggie Rogers.
Because when Maggie did Rogers come out?
January, so.
Oh, so another before the end of the year? She's so not doing that.
No, but you said it was my fantasy and okay, I could pick whoever okay. I wanted.
Maybe like a deluxe edition. Does she ever do that?
This did is her first. This is MR1.
Has she already done MR1's deluxe?
No.
She could put that up in the universe.
Well, I'll tweet it at her and say we discussed it on the podcast.
There you have it. If you're listening, go encourage Maggie Rogers to do it. We would appreciate it. Corey, where can people find you?
I am at Corky Romano.
No.
Three.
And I am, you guys want some cookies? And TikTok. Thank you so much. Corey, see you next time. See you later. See you next time.
Yeah, TTYL.